I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
That's what we're going to be singing in 2025. Happy Trumpmas. Yes, Merry Christmas to you. Happy Trumpmas. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, all about Trump today. On this day of Democrat impeachment, answer our poll question at 991FMTalk.com. Will President Trump's approval rating rise following the House impeachment vote? Yes or no? So far, it's 50-50. Imagine that. Going back to the phone lines at 884-9910. You can text me or email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. Let's go back to the emails. Bruce just sent me a quick one. I have never seen a president like Trump in my lifetime, and I've been around since Eisenhower. I'm not going to touch that one, Bruce. He leaves no doubt in my mind that he is a true patriot and loves this country. He has done so many great things for this country, but if I had to pick just one, it would be that he has done what he has done for our military. We are stronger now as a nation than we have been since Reagan. Our very existence depends on a strong military. And every Democrat president we have does their best to erode the strength of our military. For that reason alone, I will never vote for a Democrat. Thank you for that, Bruce. I love everything that he's done for all of our military, current and past. Look at what the VA turned into with all of those budget cuts. And now they are finally starting to get some money back, getting rid of wait times, getting the staff that is needed, getting the help that is needed for those who sacrifice for this country. So, great email, Bruce. I appreciate that. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jimmy this morning. Hi, Jimmy. What do you love about our president? I'm assuming that you love our president.
I do. I actually called because I've been your friend on Facebook for a while, and I have not been able to get through to talk to you. I thank you very much for hooking me up with Linda Thompson.
Yes, she's wonderful.
I'm now part of that get him the hell out of here.
Oh, the Recall Sisolak campaign, yes.
Yes, yes. And I finally got to talk to you. Yes, I love this president. About the VA thing, I just visited my dad in the wall out here in Fernley. Yeah. So if I get a little choked out, you know.
I know. Thank you. Thank you for your family's sacrifice. It was so beautiful to see all of those wreaths out there for Wreaths Across America.
Yeah. My brother and his socialist wife, they came out here yesterday. I didn't get to go because we don't even talk. Anyway, that's a whole nother book. I wanted to ask you, what's going on in Fernley here?
Fernley, there was a bomb threat called in to the justice court, so it was evacuated, and I haven't heard anything on the latest as of this point.
I had to do some pretty tricky driving to get to Walmart.
Yeah, with the evacuations, they also have to make sure that nobody gets towards the area.
Yeah. Huh. Anyway, cut this short. Thank you so much. I love listening to you. God, I wish you weren't married. Jeez.
Jimmy, thank you so much for that compliment. I'm honored. And thank you for the call today. You're getting me all choked up. I appreciate it. Let's go back to not loving on me and loving on the president. And one of the things that I want to point out is the trade deals that have been ravaging this country for decades. Why are we giving this country away? This is the greatest country in the world. And yet all we seem to want to do, well, not we, but the Democrats, is just to tear it down. Just keep giving it away. One of the first things that President Trump did was he got us out of the Paris Climate Agreement, which would have just destroyed America's economy and cost American workers millions of jobs. People want to work. People want to have their professions, their passions. And at the rate that we're going with technology, with globalism, world competition, bringing our education system down, it's going to get harder and harder and harder. President Trump got in there and he did what he does best, and he starts negotiating. Only good things can happen for this country. The president renegotiated the United States-Korea Free Trade Agreement to preserve and grow jobs in the American auto industry and increase American exports. Renegotiated in a happy ending with the Japanese, the Japan trade agreement. And of course, now that it's gone through, the United States, Canada, and Mexico getting rid of that disastrous North American free trade agreement. Maybe that was the magic wand. Maybe bringing back American jobs by getting rid of that horrible, horrible agreement. So many good things happening in this country, and the best one is holding China accountable for its unfair trade practices. The theft of intellectual property. What's the point of even developing something and inventing something if China's just going to rip it off? It's getting better here. American steel and aluminum jobs are coming back. We need to protect domestic industries because they are vital to our nation and our national security, and President Trump is doing that. All of these things. President Trump imposed tariffs to protect American-made washing machines, solar products, that were hurt by importing all of this Chinese cheap stuff. Talk about being consumer-driven. Start looking at your stuff. Everything that you have. Everything. Made in China. We used to at least see some things made in Indonesia, made in Korea, made in Guam, made in India. You don't see that anymore. All you see is that made in China. And they're the ones actually destroying the world, because here, as AOC claims, no, it's the U.S. that is killing the environment. Just a few months ago, China was actually caught emitting actual greenhouse gases that are harmful. Not the United States. China. I love this president because he's working for Americans and not other countries like our presidents in the past. 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Brian. Hey, Brian, what is it you love about Trump?
He's real. He's not a politician. He's the average. Granted, he's not an average person, but he's different. And he's not beholden to the party or special interests. He has his idea of how things should be done, and he does it. And he doesn't really care who he ticks off, because he ticks off everybody. So it kind of he goes against the establishment. I like that. I think he's the only president that in my lifetime, and granted I'm only 48, that I can think was tough was Reagan. Every other president we've had has been kind of a pushover.
Yeah. Well, that's because in all reality, Bush and the Bush family, going back to the original Bush, they're globalists.
Right.
And so I see exactly where we would have gone had Jeb Bush gotten in there.
It would have been a nightmare.
Yeah. I mean, I voted for the Bushes, and I think I think Bush did a good job, but he's a globalist. He did a lot of bad things that we shouldn't have been involved in.
Right. Well, and there's one point on the trade agreement that you were talking about that I think most people don't understand. So in terms of stealing intellectual property in China, if you actually go back and look at NAFTA, one thing which I think will upset the senior citizens about the new USMCA is under NAFTA, our pharmaceutical development, they had to wait 5 years to copy. Under the new USMCA, Trump wanted 10 years of exclusivity. The Democrats took it completely out, so once that deal is signed, at least for pharmaceutical products, Canada and Mexico can copy them from day one. A brand new medicine they can copy on day one.
One of the biggest countries that does that actually is India. As soon as they get it, they bio-reverse it, and that's where a bunch of them come from as well. So,
yeah,
Brian, I'm right.
Under the new agreement.
Yeah, under the new agreement. I'm right there with you. He says it like it is, and he may not say it eloquently like some, but I'd rather he say it like a real person than like a thesaurus. So,
sometimes I cringe at what he tweets or says. I'm like, oh, why'd you go there? But again,
I think it's just to get people riled up.
Yeah, I'm like, you're winning. Just pipe down. Like, don't go
just
there. Don't
go with it.
But Trump is Trump. So
yeah, that's it. That's it in a nutshell. Trump is Trump. Brian, thank you so much for the call. You have a great day. And let's go back to the lines and check in with Kelly this morning. Hi, Kelly. What are you thinking about on this Love Trump Day?
He's a phenomenon, and the whole movement is, and I'm grateful for good folks. And I just wanted to thank and ask God to bless our CBP for finding, I don't remember if it was a half a dozen or a dozen, Chinese inside appliances. And so, yes, there is a little man in the refrigerator or the washing machine, and they finally caught him.
Yeah. People want to say it's just Latin Americans or Mexicans, and it's not. That's why he is doing so much to shut down that border and get that's what the wall is doing for us, Kelly. The wall is actually freeing up the agents so they can pay more attention to the vehicles crossing the border and how they're trying to get illegals through any way possible. They even were able to take the time and find two more tunnels that have now been shut down in, was it Guadalajara? No. I can't remember the name right there on the border. So this is what he's doing.
Nogales. Yeah, the twin Nogales.
Nogales. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
I'm just super grateful for, you know, the work that they're doing down south in the state where they're helping to educate the vagrants and they're giving them opportunity to do HVAC. Maybe they should learn plumbing and sewer and get in on these $88 million wastewater catchment systems that they're building. They built one in Reno.
Maybe they should just learn how to pick up trash. You know, that's an easy one, too. I'll supply the bags if I have to. It's just, here, just pick up after yourself. Jeez. Kelly, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for appreciating what our president is doing. 884-9910. It's your live and local FM talk show. The Monica Jay Show, it's your show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
Oh, my husband loves that liner. He's, no, I've got enough Monica in my life. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We're all going to need a little drink after these impeachment proceedings. Right now, people giving their debates. Every single member of the House of Representatives will be heard in this debate. I know a lot of people are thinking, why are we even having this debate? It's like, we already know how they're going to vote. This is going to be a party line vote. Maybe a Democrat or two will flip to the other side, because there are literally Democrats flipping to the other side. And boy, are they catching heat. First, it was Van Drew. Now, I guess another Democrat is looking at a Trump won district, and they're thinking, well, you know. But you know what? It doesn't matter if a candidate flips to Republican. Because the way that I feel about elected representatives, that could just be a ruse to get reelected. And I don't want people playing games and pulling ruses just to get reelected. If you're out, you're out. Stand by your convictions, people. If you're a Democrat and you want to be a Democrat and you don't believe in the impeachment vote, then vote no. It's that simple. Take the heat from your party that, yeah, I don't believe in what we're doing here. Imagine that. Politicians being honest. That's what Trump is doing. He's being honest. He's being himself. I mean, whether it be healthcare, negotiating better deals, unleashing America's energy programs. Now, that's one of the other things. Trump is rolling back costly and burdensome regulations to bring us America's incredible energy resources. And not just, you know, saying that they're going to drill out in Alaska. No, he's actually making a difference. He ended the war on coal with the regulations that were, you know, just killing the industry. I think by over $80 million a year. He's replacing the Clean Power Plan, which was flawed. I mean, even the Supreme Court ordered it halted. He's expanding access to affordable health care choices. He's taking actions to lower drug prices. Americans have more health care freedom thanks to President Trump signing legislation that ended Obamacare's individual mandate penalty. You know that whole lie? The billions of dollars that were wasted in starting up the system. You can keep your doctors if you want to. Obamacare was a joke. And Democrats are still trying to say that people are dying because of Trump now, making this better for all Americans. The administration expanded short-term, limited-duration health insurance plans. That's expected to be nearly 50% cheaper than unsubsidized Obamacare plans. 50%. This man is working for the American people. And if you are being a pain in the butt just because you don't like him, then you are no American in my book. Because Americans believe in the freedom of choice. They believe in the freedom of having different opinions and having different people. But having all Americans represented. And that is exactly what Trump is doing. Obama said he was going to do that. But as we saw, as we lived through 8 years of it, he didn't do squat. Let's find out how the debates are going and check in with Fox News. We are the home. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And word of advice for all of Northern Nevada. Yes, it is dry. Just heard Craig talking about it. Dry, dry, dry. Even the guys are cracking. My husband, every year, he gets into this weather. Actually, it's pretty much just living here in Reno. His heels, his hands actually dry so much that they crack open. I mean, we have to basically tape him together. Use your lotion. Guys, I know you're manly, but whatever you do, use your lotion every day. It is so important when you're living in a dry climate like this. Oh, the heat. Yeah, but it's a dry heat. It's a dry cold, too. 884-9910 on this Trump impeachment day, going through the debate right now of every single representative in attendance. Wonder how many people didn't show up for this very important vote. I wonder who's going to abstain, if anybody. I mean, this is the craziest thing that I have seen in my lifetime. I wasn't as far back as Bruce was with Eisenhower, but I remember as a kid growing up, really not being too interested and knowing that there was a guy named Reagan, there was a guy named Ford, Carter. I remember everybody was sad over JFK, but that was before my time. But what they're doing to President Trump right now is, I would have thought to say, unheard of. That this can't really be happening. And as a few people have pointed out, just, you know, because of the way history goes, because I've heard a lot of back and forth that, well, you know, the next Democrat president, the Republicans are going to work to impeach. Because the Democrats have already said that if the Senate just acquits him, they're going to just continue on impeaching him. Impeaching him. So I'm hoping he gets a free term out of this just for the fact that he hasn't actually gotten to fulfill anything, even though he's been working his tail off and getting things done. Boy, that's got to really just irk them off. All of this being thrown at him, and he is just promises made, promises kept. Well, speaking of getting a job done, what do you do when you want to make sure that communities all across Northern Nevada have access to live and local FM talk? You buy up more radio stations and you make it happen. So let's let him talk for a few minutes and check in with Jerry, Jer. It's the Monica and Jer show. Oh, I thought this was the break that we were doing. Okay, never mind. I got to stop reading notes from my producer. Okay, John just sent us an email at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Impeachment acquitted. Trump wins popular and electoral vote and biggest landslide in history. Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg will tip over again and her doctor tells her to call it off. Clarence Thomas gets the gold watch. House will go red. Senate stays red. It's win, win, win. God writes straight with crooked lines. Merry Christmas from John. John, Merry Christmas to you too. Happy Trumpmas. I'm going to start saying that. Happy Trumpmas. Because really, who was it that brought the Merry Christmas back to the United States? It was Trump. You can say happy holidays if you want to, but really, it's Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. How much longer does that take? Knowing who you're speaking to. Not every black person celebrates Kwanzaa. You know, it's, yes, there are more holidays out there, but what holiday are we really celebrating? It's Christmas. 884-9910 on this Celebrate Trump Day, because we're going to do exactly the opposite of what the House of Representatives is doing right now. That is trying to impeach they're doing it to impeach a duly elected president. I get it if somebody does something wrong, does something against the Constitution, does something against the state constitution, wherever you're at. You know, recalls are great. But impeachment over doing your job, that's just ridiculous. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Barney this morning, because I have a feeling this is my recall Sisolak, Barney. Am I correct?
Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Barney. Hey, we're getting ready to get a petition out here real soon, aren't we?
We are. In fact, right now I'm sitting out front of Mikasa 2 in West Reno, and we're going to have a organizational meeting here today. All the public is welcome if you would like to stop by and join us. And we're starting to get things going. Mid-January, we're going to have the petitions out.
Perfect. I love that. That's what I've been telling people. Watch for January 15th, and we're going to start getting them signed. But if you'd like to help with getting those signatures, make sure you contact Barney and the entire crew at the Recall Sisolak Movement. You can go on to Stand Up Nevada StandUpNevada.com. So, Barney, what would you like to say to celebrate our president today?
Hey, this guy is amazing. He has done everything that he promised and more. And believe me, he is the first one that I can remember in my almost 70 years that has come through with what he said he was going to do. This man deserves a second term, and he also deserves all the praise that we can give him here in the United States.
I just hate the fact that liberals and the left are so crazy demented that they really don't see that what he is doing is for the betterment of the entire country and not one party or another. It's for the betterment of American citizens.
I think that they understand it, that they are so entrenched with this impeachment stuff that one way or the other, they are going to impeach him. They are going to get him out of office because Hillary didn't have her chance.
And I think it's more than that, because they were saying he's an outsider. He's an outsider. I think because he is going in and draining the swamp, not fast enough, because remember, the swamp is those employees, the ambassadors, and everything, everybody that has been in there for decades that they've just kind of gone along with, especially those ambassadors, that
right.
just control exactly. everything behind the scenes.
Yeah, they're still pulling the strings of everybody in the Democratic Party. And
now let's be fair, Barney, in the Republicans as well, because there's a lot of deep-seated Republicans in there that still hate Trump too because of what he's doing.
Oh, definitely. I didn't mean to exclude the bad boys that we have in the Republican Party also.
Gotta be honest when you're playing this game, Barney.
Yeah, I suppose so. Doggone it, I'm just not PC.
Well, Barney, thanks for the call, and thanks for being enlightened when it comes to our president and all the great things he's doing. Let's go to 884-9910 and check in with Jessica. Jessica, what are your thoughts on our president?
All right, so you're going to hate what I'm about to say in the beginning. About 10 years ago, I grew up in Fallon, and I was the only one in my government class. I was a senior. That was for Al Gore. So completely Republican town, small town, good values. Everyone was against me. I moved back to Fallon recently, and it's the complete opposite. The whole entire town has become Democrat. And recently, I used to be Democrat, and then I started thinking on my own. And I don't affiliate myself with any party right now. I just go with whoever I think is right and mm-hmm. their values and what they want best for our country. And so I became a Trump supporter. I lost my twin brother, my mom, my aunts and uncles, best friends that I've known since high school because of this. Wow. And it's not because of his policies. It's because of who he is as a person. And they bring up things that he said about other people. And, yeah, it's Trump. He's going to speak his mind. What has he got to lose? You know, he's got everything. He's yeah. doing what's best for our country because he has nothing to gain, you know, financially from it. He just wants our country back the way it was.
Yeah, if anything, he's losing money. But you know what yeah. I hate about that, Jessica, is the fact that all of these people that you've lost, the things that Trump says about other people and stuff like that, they've probably done that themselves.
Exactly. You know, they do the exact same thing.
I've slapped people on the butt before. I've pinched yeah. guys' butts before because I thought it was funny. And you know, now people look at that I have now terrorized or assaulted someone.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's safe anymore. Nobody's safe. And they all blame it on Trump and the things that he said. Well, you know what? Yeah. That's been around since the dawn of time. And, you know, just because he says it publicly, because he has no shame in it. You know, everybody does it. But because he's a political figure, it's a no-no, you know?
Yeah, a billionaire, too, I think.
So, so I stand behind him. My husband does, too. And, you know, later down the road, people are going to look at what he's done for our country, and it's going to hit him in the face, and they're going to be like, you know what? Actually, he actually did good for us, you know, just like they do with other presidents. Yeah. You know,
in a few years down the line, when we are not a socialist, communistic country and they're allowed to live free, they're going to look at you and say, thank you. And Jessica, yeah. I say thank you now hopefully. For thinking for yourself and remaining you. Strong. You and your husband, thank you. So of Jessica, course. Have a great day, and you know they'll come around. Just give us some time. 884-9910. We're going to take a quick break, and we will wrap up our show all in praise of Trump as he goes through a sham impeachment coming up on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
I know what that means. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk. That song, to me, tells me I have a special guest in the studio right
now.
You know,
and I'm completely clueless to that. That has no meaning whatsoever for me.
Absolutely no meaning.
I wish I could. I'm going to set this as a goal. I'm going to memorize that line about your brain is as full of maggots and mush or whatever it is. It's a long one. I'm going to have to memorize that. But at least that part of the song wasn't on. But I get no reference to that at all. It's a joyful Christmas song, isn't it? And that's why.
Well, I think it comes from the fact that I asked if we have a Christmas party or when the Christmas party is, and people just started laughing at me. So I that might be it.
Christmas party? Yeah, I'm going to have a Christmas party. And you know, I tell you what, if it snows, you are invited, and the shovel will be outside the door.
Thank you so much. I knew it.
Text me when the driveway's done.
Hey, log on to our poll question today, 991fmtalk.com. Do you think Trump's approval rating will rise after the impeachment?
Strangely enough, it did for Bill Clinton, and strangely enough, it is happening for Trump, too. And here's the, you know, again, you try to look at the whole big picture of this thing, which I'm sure you haven't thought about this. This whole thing, it boils down to two number ones. Number one is to, quote unquote, damage him before the election. The whole media, which, by the way, there's only one institution that has a lower public approval rating than the media, and that's Congress. But the whole thing will be you cannot reelect an impeached president. And that's number one. The other number one is the Supreme Court, plain and simple. Democrats know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg may not survive next year. She may not be here in June. There will be another Supreme Court nominee that Donald Trump will at least one, perhaps before the election, and certainly maybe two before he leaves office, assuming he wins re-election. And those are the two biggest number ones. That's why this whole enterprise of impeachment by the Democrats is going on. It's that Supreme Court, and of course it's the election, and they look at the people that are running on the Democrat side and say, you know, even I can see that Elizabeth Warren or whoever.
It's not going to happen.
Even Joe Biden. Yeah. It's just not going to happen. So those are the two biggest things. Hey, I didn't listen yesterday, but I wanted to bring this up, too. Did you see Chuck Muth's Truths from yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Did you mention it?
No, I didn't talk about it.
Then no need to talk about it, but let me just mention it real quick.
Okay.
It's basically the death of the Republican Party in Nevada. And the reason why that story came about, there's her name is Heidi Kasama. She's running in District 2 down south. The Republican Assembly Caucus is endorsing her and her candidacy. There's somebody else running in the race, but Heidi Kasama is somebody who endorsed last election cycle Susie Lee for Congress. Susie Lee will be voting to impeach the president today.
Yeah.
Let me repeat that. The Republican caucus, the Assembly caucus, which is typically, obviously not anymore, a little more conservative than the Senate in Nevada, is endorsing someone who endorsed a Democrat who is going to vote to impeach the president today. There is your Nevada Assembly caucus.
Well, I knew that when they pushed the tax increase through. So I haven't had high hopes for them over the past years. So, Jerry, thank you for calling and being a part of the show and bringing that up. I was going to talk about it tomorrow, but, you know, hey.
Just a quick reminder, we will carry the vote at some point today with Fox News coverage. We will carry the vote. It will be tedious and boring, but I think it's important. It is historic. Again, when you have 435 people, you know, you're listening. I don't know how long it'll take. I don't even know if he's going to be there, Mark Amadei. And I'm just saying that somewhat, is it sarcastically or facetiously? But when you hear those yays and nays, yeah. 435 of them today will carry that coverage.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I love the fact that we are the home of Fox News. And I love the fact that it is live and local. We're going to discuss more about that Republican Assembly Caucus tomorrow. So I hope you join me for my 2 hours between 10 and noon, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Again, go answer that poll question and send me an email, too. Monica991FMTalk.com if there's something that you have on your mind for tomorrow as well. The Justice Court in Fernley, it has been lifted. All is good. Have a great day.